Greetings, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Good evening, and welcome back to Ask the Archangel. It's now December 3rd, 2019, and we are happy to have you all with us this evening. Now, as always, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This is to benefit the entire group. They would also like the questions to be as short and concise as possible so that more of the group will have a chance to participate. This will assist, of course, the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to us this evening and that they feel is important. Remember, when you would like to ask a question, press star 6 and the number 1 to be put in the queue. By the way, these sessions are recorded and will be part of our website edition in the next couple of days. Now, let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for this evening, which, da-da, will be Yeshua.
It is I, Yeshua. I have come to be with you this evening at this special time of year, special time for all humans to celebrate. Some celebrate the anniversary of my birth. Some celebrate for various reasons. All are valid because they bring joy to so many. So this evening, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about why I came 2,000 years ago to begin to plant the seeds for Earth and humanity's transformation and ascension. It was very important that some of the old ways of Earth and humans since the fall into third dimension occurred, to rid themselves of some of this paradigm based in separation and fear. On many occasions, the energetics that I came forth to transmit were embraced. Many drew close to me because they could feel these specific energies. And what were those energies? They were not only love, but there was unity in those energies. And it was based in the element of love. Without that, there could be no unity. And of course, since my time in embodiment, there were many distortions in those teachings. This evening, I did not come to correct those distortions, but I came to talk about the beginning seedings of the element of love. And I think I have discussed this with you previously on other occasions. But this evening, I wanted to bring that topic up again because amongst all the celebrations that occur the beauty of the lights and the decorations that so stimulate harmony and joy in many humans. Sometimes it brings up anomalies where old patterns surface, where there is judgment or there is blame. And then there becomes this disruption in the flow of love. And the emotions are disturbed, as are the ability to think thoughts according to your Christed nature. Now, this Christed nature has nothing to do with me, other than the fact that I came into an embodiment to begin a process of transformation into the wholeness of that source energy that was built in unity and love. So this evening, I thought it was appropriate to have a conversation about how to navigate these times of party, family, various activities where you celebrate, and then sometimes these celebrations are disrupted by unexpected veers where you navigate into more negative expressions. And there are very many reasons for that. So it's important that all of you remember to always, every day, from now through this holiday season, when you awaken in the morning, to make a conscious effort to open that heart chakra and see how brilliantly lit it is. The gorgeous light spinning in that chakra. And then the chakra above that, the high heart, which is the sacred heart, where a vast consciousness of who you are as that divine presence is located. Access that so that you have this feeling every day as you navigate these next couple of weeks in not only joy, but a love in your heart for yourself, the journey that you have undertaken in this life, as well as the compassion for all those who journey with you. So in the discussion that we are going to have this evening, and where you are asked to not only make your questions known, but also make your comments about how you navigate through these busy, busy times, and you are able to hold that center of your being in your heart. And what seems to distort that? So I think it would be a very interesting conversation, as well as invoke questions about how best to navigate from the highest expression of your soul wisdom, the love and compassion that you hold, and your ability to see that in others, even when they are acting inappropriately. So let's begin our conversation with any comments or questions.
And do remember, it's star 6 and the number 1. Yes, hello. You're on with Yeshua. We can hear you. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
This is
there
Allie.
Yes, Allie. Go, please.
What has been helping me to navigate, especially family gatherings in the last year or so, is remembering to do no harm. And so I try to stay very neutral on any subjects that are coming up. Just listen to what everyone has to say and try not to judge anybody for what they talk about. And mainly when I do talk, I try to choose the right words, so that they don't have any emotional connotation, as much as possible anyway, that bears on the subject that's come up or whatever.
Beautifully said.
I'm finding that it's easier and easier to do the more I do it, and it's not really just family and holidays, but it's everywhere I go. I try to practice that as much as I possibly can.
Beautiful. Thank you for your comment. Wouldn't you say that practice makes perfect?
Yes.
To use one of your human...
I want to thank Yeshua for all of your beautiful, the way you lived your life and what you tried to get across to us. And I really appreciate it. It's made a big difference in my life.
Well, you are most welcome, dear one. You know, sometimes it takes time for things to manifest that you have intended in a lifetime. And for me, it did take time for people to awaken to my message. So thank you for your comment.
You're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hi. I have a question about how you stay within the higher heart, as you put it, when you're sort of surrounded by people who maybe don't recognize your worth. I mean, it's staying neutral, as the previous person said, is helpful, certainly, but, you know, how do you avoid falling back into a reactive pattern when it becomes very, very obvious that they aren't recognizing you as an equal person?
Well, I think the neutrality is important. I think this little exercise whether it be in the next 2 weeks that I have talked about accessing that heart chakra and the love and appreciation for self, then it makes it not important to you whether they see who you are or they see your value, because in reality, dear one, your opinion about you is the only one that counts. Their opinion or their belief about who you are has nothing to do with you, because they come from a void within themselves where there is fragmentation. And so they are projecting that onto you. And when you realize that, and when you practice going into social or family events, regardless of the time of year, of setting your energy in your heart chakra and valuing yourself, valuing what Source created when you as a soul spirit were created. This is the only thing that counts. This is your journey, and you have great value. And when you realize that on a day-to-day basis, these other projections will become irrelevant to you. But here again, it does take practice. And not every time will you be successful. Now, that sacred heart center, that is what you call your high heart, contains a vast wisdom, the wisdom of your soul spirit, the wisdom that you carried into this life from the many, many experiences that you have had previously. So these are the things you have to constantly refresh your memory about. And when you can cultivate daily the love that you were created in, when Source created you, the love that was breathed into you, the love that was held in that creative moment, was so much more than you could ever comprehend. Hold on to that thought and never let it go. And when you can do that, the state of having value for yourself is very easy to come to. And then others' opinions will not hurt you. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
Thank you so much for spending these moments with us tonight.
I am delighted.
I wanted to share something. What I do is I don't try to, now what I'm going to do is I'm not going to try to do, to go with an agenda of perfection, of harmony, of, you know, of the, within the environment. And so to get that pressure off of myself, because it doesn't depend on me. It's not up to me completely to create that peaceful, ideal environment that the mind demands. And so, first of all, I take that pressure off of me. And now, every morning when I wake up, when I'm around family, I work with undifferentiated love and light. I have it through all my chakras. I have a recording of Mother Mary's meditation from these conferences from a couple of years ago or something. And so I have it on my iPhone. I play it. I work with that. And then I surround myself with the octahedron of light that you shared with us as well in another time. And so when I combine those two, I surround myself with the octahedron and like you showed us, to say the words, only the divine love and the divine light can enter, nothing else. But you really don't just say it. You really feel it. You mean it. And you feel it in your body. I mean, I feel a shift, the connection with my heart, with my essence, and the protection. When I'm done with that, also with breathing, then I'm good. And so I don't leave my room. You know, I shower and everything, and then I do that. I don't open the door of my room until I do that, because the only way I can interact with family is with love. If I'm not filled and connected with my heart, I cannot hang out with them. I really can't, because I'm not in the right place. I cannot make them change their ways. I can only take care of me, right? And so I don't see them that often. So when I see them, I want to give them the best of me. And the best of me is my presence, my vibration, which I know expands and covers them and loves, covers them in love. And I see it the way they see me, the way they talk to me, the way they react, the comments they say. And so I have an effect on them. But that doesn't mean that there's no drama. There's still drama and there's still everything that goes on. So what I want to do this time is laugh a lot and relax. And when you laugh, really, you distract the mind and you create harmony, really. And it's so wonderful when you just laugh and make a joke or whatever. And so you just shift everything. You just shift the energy. And so, use that meditation and take the pressure off of us and laugh a lot. Now, there are times when I get off of that connection, because it happens. And when it does, not to judge myself, and I learned that from these calls again, not to judge and just relax and always go back to it. No matter what happens, not to judge yourself. I got off, okay, take a breath, and then come back to it. That's it. Because when you come back to it, now you know you can come back to it. Doesn't matter if you got off. You just come back to it. That's what matters. So always come back. That's all. It's not simple, but it's just that simple. And to understand that, you know, we're not that more special or more powerful or more evolved just because we have these wonderful tools. And so just like we went through our journey and we are here now, December 3rd, with this level of consciousness, it doesn't mean that we're better. And so also to understand that we are all source. We are all, and I'm not saying unity and we're all, you know, happy and a big family. We're not. But they are also looking to find that integration and that neutrality and that center, just like we are, because we're all divine. We're all light, the light of source. And so to understand, when you observe something, they're just trying to find the unity within themselves, just like the way I did. When you remember that, it gets easier.
Well,
so
thank you for your
comment. I hope that helps. Yeah.
It does. It makes it personal for each and every one on this call because you have voiced a number of good tools that people can use. The most important one is to prepare and to hold that center. And when you slip out of it, it's just oops, and you go right back into it.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for your comments.
You're welcome. Blessings, son. I love you.
Blessings.
Hello, you're next on with Yeshua.
Hey, Yeshua, this is Jim.
Hello,
I'd
Jim.
I'd like to share one of the things I've figured out about conversations in, let's say, politics over Thanksgiving dinner, right, with all your family.
Yeah.
Once I figured out that everything we do is driven by our beliefs and our definitions of things, I realize that none of us are really the same as anybody else. And so we're all coming at life with a different perspective, which we call beliefs in this case. And so if you find another one that has similar beliefs, it's almost magical, very difficult to do, because the older you get, the more complex your belief system becomes in most cases. You combine that with an ego that wants to defend itself in those conversations, and it's a very likely outcome that we're going to have a fight or somebody's going to go away unhappy. So knowing that the ego is just there to have to create havoc, if it can, it will, if it's that kind, if it's what it believes it should be. Anyway, I'm rattling on. What I wind up doing is enjoying the experience, because you can see the breadth that belief systems can bring to just a conversation at dinner, and the wonderfulness of having belief systems.
Well, and belief systems also, in belief systems, you have opportunities to change those beliefs according to your ability to raise your conscious awareness.
Right.
So beliefs are not, they are just developed from our current thoughts and also experiences. Sometimes they were useful, and sometimes you realize they are not, and then you drop them or you change them. So thank you for your comments. Another comment I might add is, when these conversations arise where there is distortion or argument, laughter, not laughing at, but laughter, by saying, my, there's such a variance in opinions here, and then change the subject before it escalates.
That's a good defense, good way to switch it out.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you. I might add another piece of information here, since we have a little brief moment. I would like to talk to you about the difference between the element of love and love that you feel in your through your emotional body. The element of love, just as it says, is an element. It's a creative element. And it is available to you as you raise your consciousness into a more refined frequency range, where you are able to use that in the creation of your life experience. And as you have evolved, more and more of you have that available to you. Many of you use the other elements, fire, water, earth energy, air energy, to help in the manifestation of what you desire. But what about this element of love? If Source used that element to create your soul, wouldn't you think it would be beneficial to use it also? Now, the element of love, as it is expressed in the creative venue, as you create, you are creators in form. So as you create with that element, you feel it through your emotions. You feel the warmth, the integrity, the power of that within you. And it brings joy. So emotions are not to be discounted. And when you are not in that state of love, or you are creating something, an experience in your life that is not based in that calm, joyous state, then you know you've missed the mark. And that element is missing in your creation. And then you have an opportunity to change it and to manifest that experience differently. So I offer that to you also this evening, because it's a very important fact. And it is very helpful, not only in these times of celebration, because we are celebrating that element coming into being on the earth plane for humans, creator beings, to use in manifesting at that physical level. So that's part of the joy and the exuberance that is taking place, especially to those of you, and most of you are very awakened and have attained more refined states of consciousness. So you have now the opportunity to use that beautiful element that was not available to you in these denser realities where you created things in your life that brought misery or pain or aggravation, and then you wondered how that happened. Well, now you have the consciousness to be aware of how that happened. And you have the opportunity to use that element of love more effectively and change your life experience. So we'll take the next call now.
Hello, you're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hi, Yeshua. Good evening.
Good evening.
So that was beautiful, what we spoke about just now with using the element of love. So I thought I would just share my recent experience with using it in kind of a proactive way. As we were talking about family gatherings and celebrations, our Thanksgiving that just passed, I, like many others, know sometimes family can be challenging. So just picturing how I wanted it to be a couple of days beforehand, and sitting down in my meditation space, I chose to send into that timeline just pure and perfect undifferentiated love and light just around that gathering and the people. Then I infused it and sent the fifth element of love to just surround everyone so that all interactions were really just infused with love and peace and kindness. And I have to say, it truly turned out remarkably well. So it was unusually just perfect day, and everyone was really so filled with love and light. It was worth noting. So I just wanted to share that as an example of how it can sometimes be used.
Well, thank you very much for your comment. And I'm sure that you saw the benefits of preparing ahead of time when you knew the environment might be a little challenging. So that is everyone that has brought forth a comment has most of the comments talk about preparing ahead of time when you know that the environment is going to be challenging, and filling that environment with love before you even get there.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your comment.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Yeshua. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for this information, Yeshua. It is so helpful to us. You spoke about the refined element of love having a more profound presence and experience for us at this time with more refined energies available to us on the planet. So can you talk a little bit about how our bodies are responding to that? It seems like there's a possibility of us being even more sensitive to the energy from other individuals, like connecting with like-hearted and like-minded individuals, like that there could be, like, let's say, for example, like you feel a chill when you're listening to someone speak, when you know they're coming from a place of love and sincerity that you didn't feel before, because knowing that the body recognizes and knows truth, it just seems like lately I, and I'm sure other people, are feeling a bit more sensitive to energies around us. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. The more your consciousness opens into that fifth-dimensional paradigm, which is built on unity and love, the more your body consciousness, the body has a consciousness in itself. The body that you occupy at this moment is a third dimensional vehicle, which is very dense. And its consciousness is based in separation and reaction, based in fear. This body that every one of you that participate here is being altered substantially because of that element of love and the way in which you are now creating. You have cleared a lot of the distortions within that heart chakra, and you have begun to realize the importance of self-love, self-appreciation, self-value. And when you have that, then you have the confidence to create effectively using that element of love. So in this process, what happens is you are training the consciousness of the physical body, your body, to follow you, to follow your consciousness. And in order to do that, you must love your body. It is your vehicle to travel in the realms of form. And in its state of third dimension, it has had a lot of challenges. And so with this element of love and with your ability to value your body, you take better care of it. You see to its health and well-being. You see to its nutritional needs. You see to all parts of that body health because you realize it has value, just as you have value at that soul level. So when all of this starts to come together, you have a grand unity consciousness developing. The unity between you as that soul with that more refined consciousness available to it are showing the way for your body to transform by following that consciousness in the state of love and communion, unity. And it is happy to respond. And how does it respond? It, through your influence, through that fifth dimensional refined energy, the body begins to communicate with itself, within itself. The organs, the hormones get distributed in a more effective way. So there is health and well-being being restored because the communication within the bodily system is being upgraded because that communication between you and your body has been restored. So therefore, the body then starts to react to that and restore the communication between all of the vital organs, between the glandular system, all parts of that system. And when you love yourself, you love that body, has nothing to do with other people's opinion about what is beautiful. You know that as a beautiful divine presence, that vehicle has value. And you are restoring it to a more complete vehicle. So these are the things you have to recognize. It is such an exciting time in the evolution of all humans in the evolution of the earth. And this time in your season where there is celebration and joy and everybody wishes everybody the best, even if they don't mean it at their in their heart level at that particular time, from a soul level they do mean it. So these are the things that you should keep in mind about how far you've come. Look at what has happened to you and your consciousness in 5 years, five short years of human time.
Mm-hmm.
So is that helpful? Or do you have another question?
It's very helpful. Thank you. Thank you. It was very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for asking. You see, when you ask these things, I can reply in ways that help expand your awareness and your knowledge. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. You're next on with Yeshua.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. I am so appreciating this remarkable transition that we are in from a three-dimensional planet to a multidimensional, love-based, Christed planet. And it is so interesting to be watching everything that is unfolding, all of the drama, the surfacing of the old paradigms and the energies to be cleared, transformed. And while I absolutely know that there is no time in the non-physical, and also that free will choices made by everyone globally are going to impact how this all emerges and unfolds, but the question that's been arising among many of us lightworkers who are observing all of this is, will this emergence of a recognizable heaven on earth be, you know, recognizable in our lifetime, or is this going to take several generations or hundreds of years to fully emerge? And what part of what's happening is I'm in my conversations with people, there's this sense of kind of a, you may have heard of compassion fatigue. There's almost like an ascension fatigue, you know, for many of us, in addition to the challenges of the light and the information downloads affecting our physical vessel. There's also kind of the exhaustion of not knowing what this big timeline looks like. So I'm just curious if you could offer anything in, you know, around this question.
Yes, I can. First of all, you have to realize that that decline in consciousness, what you have termed the fall, I think a better word is decline. Mm-hmm. Because when things are declining, you have a chance to alter them. It's not a permanent fall. So you have to understand that this took a long time in human history, like hundreds of thousands of years. Now, I am not saying that that's going to take that long to come back into its full expression. But if you will keep in mind that since the harmonic convergence, a lot has shifted in the consciousness of all humans. A lot in just a few decades. And this will continue because it's like you stretched a rubber band and you went as far as you could into the denseness of form, into the separation. And then you began to release the tension on that rubber band, and you slowly, very slowly, started to come back to center. That's what's happening now. It is not going to take the length of time, hundreds of thousands of years, that that decline took, because humans started out as 12-dimensional beings of light. You are now just reaching that fifth dimension. Some of you being able to navigate through fifth and sixth or seventh dimension. So it's coming much more quickly than you would imagine. And it will take longer than 100 years, 200 years. And yes, some of you light workers are weary. This has been a very exhilarating and uplifting number of years in this particular lifetime. So that's why often we tell you, listen to your body. When it's time to rest, rest the body. Because when you rest the body, you rest the mind, the creative mind, which is what is very weary, as well as your body. So when you keep that in mind and you realize that even when you drop this particular body, that chances are that you will get a new upgraded version of that body and come back again to contribute to this grand recreation of the divine expression on earth. These new generations coming in, the new children coming in, many of you have older children or younger children. Some of you have grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Think of the wisdom that you hold that helped them. Not only your wisdom, but the energetics of light that you hold that help them come in at a different state of consciousness and then upgrade in their generations. So this is how it will happen, through the lineages, through the generations, one after another. And you will be part of that again, if you desire. You always have choice. But this is a better way to think about it. It's an ongoing. And when you get that new upgraded body, you will not be weary. You will come in at a much more refined level, state of consciousness, and a different body type. So these are the things you have to keep in mind. And rest often when you feel the need. Rest the mind. Rest the body. And then you will be ready to create in another day, in this lifetime, more effectively.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
Very welcome.
Hello. You're next on with Archangel and Master Yeshua.
Hi, Yeshua.
Hello, Yeshua. How are you?
Good. I am wondering about kind of the bigger picture of family, and maybe you could speak a little bit about why did humanity choose this paradigm of family to come in? And it seems like family is what is so challenging for so many of us. And so many lessons come from family. And I'm just curious as to why it's something every human experiences. It's part of the basic fundamental human experience. And I'm just wondering, maybe you could speak to the bigger picture role that family plays and why we've chosen it. And also what family will transform into in this fifth dimension and beyond.
Yes. First of all, the family lineage that you came in through to have a human body is a long lineage of different body types, different states of consciousness, different distortions. And this is what makes it so challenging. When you have chosen a genetic lineage to come in through, it's not the lineage of your soul spirit. It's the lineage of that particular body that provides your soul with an experience. Now, the reason for embodying in your present lineage has many aspects to it. First, it is for you to work through the challenges that that lineage provides through different experiences, allowing you to reformulate those negative patterns and create new patterns that are light-filled. Secondly, your presence, your consciousness of your soul, the wisdom of your soul, provides a light energy to that lineage, to the physical lineage that was not there previously. You brought forth a light consciousness that helps that lineage evolve. And it is not hindered by time or space. So when then you bring forth an expression of your divine lineage of your soul spirit, and you imprint that physical image, it affects every soul that has ever used that lineage or will ever use it going forward. It affects every member of your family. Whether they recognize it in the moment or not is irrelevant. You provide that divine light transmission that all members of that lineage needs to create that grand evolvement, not just into fifth or sixth or seventh dimension, to fully embrace at some juncture their 12th dimensional expression in a body as the divine expression. That's why you come into a lineage. And at that soul level, before an incarnation is taken, you are fully aware of that. You are fully aware of the challenges that you will have to take and the benefits that are possible. And then you say, yes, I will do this in that life. And the minute your soul enters that little body in your mother's womb, there is instant amnesia. And you don't remember those things. You don't remember your beauty. You don't remember your divinity. You are strictly in an environment that is very dense. And this is what makes it so challenging to many who choose not to sacrifice themselves, but to improve a genetic lineage. Because they can. Does that help you? Is there any other question that you have around that?
That helps a lot. As we shift to the fifth dimension in our present time, so to speak, I guess my question is, do we tend to keep coming back into the same lineages through different lifetimes and different dimensional shifts?
It depends on the individual. You always have choice here. And some people like to travel in groups. Some use various lineages for different experiences and also to benefit those lineages. So it's a very individual choice that is made.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you. Another question I have, if that's okay. I'm sure you've heard this question lots of times, but I don't know that I've ever asked it in this forum. As time goes by and as my consciousness raises and frequency raises, I keep seeing number patterns and number sequences in increasing. It's just increasing more and more, like the synchronicity of numbers that I see in the external world. And I just wanted to maybe get your perspective about why that's the way that spirit communicates with us.
Well, there's in the physical world, there's a mathematical order that is in play in the physical expression. There is also to bring the more divine concepts into that denser physical reality sometimes geometry progressions that have numbers or numerologic effects because of combinations of the numbers 333. You have a very unique expression of 3 at this time, the date today, 3, the month 12 boils down to a 3. So you know, whatever those numbers mean to you, there's a whole study that can be done around numerology, that can be done through mathematics or geometries. So the problem sometimes with that is it will put you into your rational mind, which doesn't fully comprehend the expansiveness of the consciousness that is being played out in the moment, because you're more concerned with the numerology, function, or what that means. Now, if you know what that means, or it means something specific to you, yeah, pay attention, because that benefits you to uplift your awareness of things, how everything does. Nothing is by accident in this creative realm at this time. Nothing. It's all by specific intention to raise the earth to its original state, to raise humanity's consciousness.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Yeshua.
Oh, hello. Good evening. Yes, hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi.
Thank you.
Oh, great. So my question is, and I don't know how to phrase this other than in the personal, and then we can address it to, you know, the group. So my awakening, I would say, has been in a shorter period of time than maybe a lot of others. And so I'm getting ready to go through like a major life change. And I've never made a change. I have not made a change to this point while knowing that I'm co-creating with energies. I haven't been aware of my own energies outside of my body. So this is basically the first time that I'm making a large change with this new awareness. And
beautiful.
I'm just, yeah, it's exciting, but I'm wondering if you have any coaching or any tips on how to listen. My impression is that whether it's the time, the sign of the times that things are going slower, or whether I'm going slower, there's a need to go slow and not do impulsive, because I used to be very impulsive. So I'm just sort of wondering, do you have tips on how to listen as we make important changes?
Of course. And you already know this. Okay, first of all, when you are in this state of awareness that you are in, that you are made a decision for specific reasons, and it is not an impulsive move, that it's very directed in your intention.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's a change that was needed. So you need to trust yourself. Your soul is guiding you here. So trust that implicitly. You are at a state of consciousness now, as are many of you on this call, that you can hear that very quiet voice within you. That's number one. Mm-hmm. You have the tools. You have developed the love in your heart. You have developed awareness, a state of consciousness that is very welcome. And sometimes it is puts you in awe of what happens in such a short period of time. Time becomes irrelevant. The other thing about time in the fifth dimension, in that sequence of time, it is no longer linear, past, present, future. It is circular. Mm-hmm. So you have ample opportunities to create your life, to make changes. And if it comes around and you don't make the change that is directed by your soul, it'll come back around again and give you another opportunity. There is never an opportunity that is lost in the creative realms. So these are the things you just have to be conscious of. You're very consciously aware. And the most important thing, you have guardian angels. You have guides. You have aligned yourself with certain teachers, such as myself, or other masters, or other archangelic beings. And you hear that guidance. And for the most part, you follow it. So the next step here is trust yourself. Trust your soul's guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And when you develop that trust, you just do what is necessary, so that you make the changes that are needed. And if those changes don't align with creating joy in your life, then you change them. You are not relegated to anything that does not bring joy of life.
Okay, very good. I will take that with me. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you. We have time for one more question.
Hello. You're on with Yeshua.
Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for talking to us very much. I have a question. You said that we will have a, since this process will still take maybe more than 100, 200 years, so we will have, the process of raising the vibration of the earth and which we came here to help. So you said that we might have a chance to come back in a more upgraded body. And I would like to know if that will be the same arrangement like with the physical image and with the amnesia, like going through the childhood, or is there going to be some other arrangement available?
In the next 100 years of your time, you will come, as you did this time, through a genetic lineage. But in that upgraded version of you, the vehicle that you will use is an upgraded vehicle. It will be a vehicle based in fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional frequencies. And the lineage will be a more refined lineage. There will be less distortions. There will be less anomalies so that you can bring to the earth a gift based in love, based in unity, and a gift of the wisdom that you have gained over many, many lifetimes. For each and every one of you, there are variances in this. But this is the norm in the next 100 years of your time.
So it will still come with the amnesia, like forgetting everything on the birth?
Yes, you will take on a body in a lineage, in a human form, starting as a baby, and then growing and learning how to use that body effectively. And the consciousness of that body will be conducive to the beauty of who you are at that soul-spirit level. And the consciousness that you have in that body will be a much different, more refined state of consciousness where you will learn very quickly and your neurology will be a much different configuration.
And also there will be an option of the walking.
Of option of what?
Of walk-in.
Of walk-in. Yes, there is that option. But that brings with it, you have to understand the walk-in. It brings with it not only the wisdom of the individual soul coming into that body where another soul has vacated. You still have to deal with the anomalies from that lineage and that previous soul in that lineage. So there will be less, much less of that in these new body types of old souls that use those body types. Many less options to come in as a walk-in because it presents challenges and distortions that many of you have already dealt with. So there's no need for you to enter in that way because you can enter into enter a more pure form of yourself in the birth and the choices that you make in the lineage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. It's much more clear now.
Yes. It, you know, sometime in your culture, dear one, those walk-ins, the being a walk-in, has been so romanticized that it is very inaccurate because in walk-ins there are a lot of challenges. For that, it has to be a very strong soul to take on that challenge of a walk-in.
Mm-hmm. I used to think that it would be easier because you would kind of escape the childhood. So now I understand.
Well, yes, for some, if their childhood was very damaging, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the case.
Yeah.
Because the challenges that you have overcome from the damage that occurred in that type of childhood have been altered. And it brought you to this beautiful flowering of your consciousness. So there is some kind of gratitude that you have to develop in the wisdom of that soul that led you out of that distortion and of that pain and misery into the enlightened being that you are today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Well, dear ones, this has been a delightful conversation and gathering. I have so enjoyed all of your comments. And they were all worthy comments, very helpful comments. And they were helpful because they come from you as a human embodied in a body facing the challenges of a dense world that is in transformation. You have all gained a wisdom that it's important for you to share often. So on calls such as this, where you are invited, we invite you to make comments. By all means, share your experience. And if you need guidance through that sharing, that will be provided. So, dear ones, let us close our session together. So let's take a deep breath. Go to your Sacred Heart Center and join with me, heart to heart, soul to soul, in the unity and oneness of our divine expression, so that we bring the joy and wisdom to this earth and to humanity in ways that are unique to us as individuals. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.